this May 22nd, 2017 edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Hey, we've got a studio audience, which is rare. Everyone from the office has now filed into the studio. Even Jackie, my daughter, and the executive assistant for the office and studios is here for Diamond and Silk. What do you think of when we say Diamond? When I say Diamond and Silk, what do you think of? I know automatically you think of two biological sisters from North Carolina, DiamondandSilkInc.com, DiamondandSilkInc.com, internet sensations. A voice of truth out there in the chaos, the chaos of just junk. They bring sanity. They bring sanity to an otherwise chaotic and insane world. Diamond and Silk, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you, and it's great. I gotta go to Jackie, my daughter. She wants to say hello to you. She works in the back office or in the office. So Jackie, here they are. Here they are.
Is it weird that I'm
Hey, Jackie.
I'm almost kind of like starstruck. You guys are like so inspiring and really cool. And I love all your videos.
Inspiring is the word. So if we can ask, and my son, of course, over here as well, Joe Hagman, what inspired you to do what you're doing? That's kind of what we, Jackie and I were talking. Jackie's like, what made him do this? And how did everything catch on? Because you're doing fantastic stuff.
Wow. Well, you know, I just got tired of what I was seeing on television.
That's right.
President Trump, he was in, Donald Trump came along. He was announcing he was running for president. Mm-hmm. I was watching it on TV. I called Silk. I said, girl, cut on your TV. I know it's turn on your TV, but I told her, cut on your TV, girl.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president.
And I saw what I was doing. I turned on my TV.
And then she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States.
That's right.
So we started talking about Donald Trump, and we saw how the media started bashing him, throwing him under the bus, calling him out of his name. We didn't like it, so what we did was pick up that video and started talking about it.
That's right. We didn't know all y'all was going to see it, though.
Right.
So that's when you started and how you started?
Well, we already had our Viewers View YouTube channel. We had that back in, what, 2014?
14.
The end of 2014. And we didn't have no more than about 10 people on the channel.
Right.
So we would just talk about just stuff that we saw in the media that we didn't like. But when President Trump, then Donald Trump came along, it was like somebody needed to take up for him because nobody was taking up for him. Now, we ain't never met him. We didn't really know him. We knew he played on The Apprentice, but that was pretty much it.
Right.
We started talking. All of you people started hearing, and then the rest is history. It just snowballed into this.
I love it, man. I'll tell you, it's great because you offer, and by the way, folks, DiamondandSilkInc.com is their website, and Diamond and Silk, special guests for this segment. So proud to have them, glad to have them. So that's kind of how you really became the sensations that you are today. I mean, not the only reason, but that kind of gave you that octane boost, I guess. Is following Donald Trump. Any blowback at all? Anything that you weren't expecting?
Well, you know what? We found that the more they hate, the more we educate.
That's
and
right.
We let people know that you can no longer vote for a system that keeps handing you crumbs.
That's right.
And see, we used to be lifelong Democrats, and we switched our party to Republican just to vote for Donald Trump in the primaries and go on to vote for him in the general election.
Mm-hmm.
We even started something back in 2015, September 2015, called the Ditch and Switch Now, because we wanted more Democrats to switch their party just to vote for Donald Trump in the primaries.
That's
and
right.
The general election. So listen, we love his message, everything that he's talking about, and it makes sense. It
right.
makes sense for our country.
Yes.
So we didn't focus on the hate. We educate
mm-hmm.
to
we
let
educate.
Them know why they can't vote for a system like that no longer.
And I always say we do not entertain other people's pain. We put their name on the wall of shame.
That's what we do.
Oh, man, I love it. I'd like to put you guys in my back pocket or at least a recording. You know, this is what we need. Isn't this what we need? We need that cohesiveness and singleness of purpose, really, to punch through the hate that's out there and to elevate this country.
Yes.
Absolutely. We have to punch through the hate, the stereotypes. I know when you look at us, you may think that, oh, well, they're supposed to do this. They're supposed to act like this. But let me tell you something. There's more Democrats that's conservative than you know. Mm-hmm. We just were conditioned to vote one way. And what we realize is that we don't need the media feeding us a narrative. We can feed ourselves. We can vote for whoever we wanted to vote for.
That's right.
And that's why we got, you can say we invented that Trump train.
We invented the
we
Trump train.
We were on the Trump train from day one.
That's right.
you go. I want to ask you guys, have you ever seen a presidential campaign like the one we just went through?
Never in my life. We've never experienced anything like this here. And I always say, they can blame the Russia, you better blame God.
That's
because
right.
Because we got out and we voted.
Yes.
We voted for these men. We voted for this man. This man. We voted for him. We wanted everybody to vote for him because what he was saying made sense.
That's
we have to secure our borders. Don't you secure your house?
Don't you?
Ain't that White House secure? Then why isn't America house secure?
That's
we
right.
have to have jobs where our citizens here are thriving.
Yes.
And not just surviving. We can bring us some opportunities.
That's
you
right.
know, if you give me a fish, all you're going to do is make me fat because I'm going to eat. But if you mm-hmm. show me how to fish, I can catch them all day long
that's
myself.
Right. And lose some weight.
That's right. So what we wanted was opportunities.
Yes.
And President Trump was talking our language.
That's right.
And the thing is, he didn't waver and he didn't back down. And I love it. I love it when a man don't waver.
Yes.
Say what you need to say. Say it how you need to say it. And we support him. We supported him then. We supported him now. And we love him. We love him as our president and everything that he's doing for our country.
Man, I'll tell you something. How refreshing is that? So now I know that you've got a 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I believe this to be the case, and correct me if I'm wrong. At 9 o'clock tonight, you're going to be on Facebook Live. Is that correct?
That's right. We do our Facebook Live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So just search Diamond and Silk. And you can come on there live with us, and we talk about the current events. You know, if you haven't heard what's happening in Manchester, England, with this explosion and possible fatalities. And these are things that we need to discuss and talk about.
That's right.
And we have real people. These are real people.
Yes.
These are real people that we're talking to. So we are always excited about doing our Facebook Live.
Yes.
Well, if you don't mind giving us a little bit of insight, a couple of things. You mentioned Manchester. A horrific, horrific terrorist attack again. You know, thoughts? I mean, when is this going to stop?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. And citizens, you have to look at who you're voting into to these different offices.
Right.
If they don't have if they're not worried about your safety, then you don't need to vote them in. The one thing that I can appreciate about our president, President Trump, is that he was concerned about the American people's safety.
That's right.
That is his number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have leaders that is concerned about that. You can't have leaders that's just opening up the door, letting anybody come in, and you don't know how to properly vet these people, and then now
right.
we have an explosion. People are children, babies, teenagers are dead for no reason, just for going to a concert and enjoying themselves. So that has to stop. We can't keep having this here narrative again and again and again.
Right.
These leaders are going to have to wake up.
That's right.
Amen to that. All right. Do you think Donald Trump has only been in office, 127, 130 days? His challenge is obviously he's facing this wall of opposition. What do you think about that? I mean, I've never seen a previous president stay in and create this shadow apparatus like President Obama is doing. Any comments on that and the opposition that Donald Trump is facing? Can he survive and break through that? I'm sure he can.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to survive and break through it. I think it's a sad day in America when you have the previous president trying to take down a sitting president.
That's right.
That's what's sad about it. It is time for Barack Hussein Obama to go into the sunset.
Yes.
He's already done his 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have already elected who we wanted. We have President Trump now.
That's
so
right.
Now let him lead. And it's so sad with the leaks coming out of the White House. Those things are sad to me. It just makes me sad. And it seems like the media is more concerned about these gotcha stuff. Oh, wait, did he do this here? They're more concerned about some conspiracy theory writing that kind of stuff instead of the truth.
Right.
And that's what's so ridiculous. And some of these media outlets need to be held accountable for printing classified information. Because the real crime here is people leaking out stuff to the media. That is a crime, because that can get you, that can get people killed.
Right.
Amen. All right. Have you been in contact at all with the Trump administration? Anyone from the Trump administration? I'm just curious.
We were just up there. When did we go up there? We were just at the White House for the Easter egg event. We was up there then.
3 or 4 weeks.
Listen, our president, he knows that. He know Diamond is Silk fully supports him, 100%. And we are behind him. He knows that. And so we're going to be out here supporting him, supporting his message, and supporting his agenda, and spreading that and passing that along.
That's right.
That's what we're going to use our voices for.
Amen. Yeah, rumor has it that, that you both are up for ambassadorships to, you know. that's all right. Yeah, we don't want to take your time up anymore, but we're so thrilled to have you. And again, my daughter Jackie, and of course, executive assistant in the office, just so happy. And of course, the people from the office, just loving you, loving you.
So, thank you
so much.
Any closing inspiration that you could give to us in our audience?
You know what? Stop paying attention to people that's trying to feed you a narrative and take down our president.
That's right.
We voted for him. We need to stand beside him, behind him, and support his agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what the media say, you stand behind your president 100%, just like Diamond and Silk.
That's right. And no weapon that is formed against our president shall prosper.
That's right.
All right. Jackie, I'm going to give you the last word. Jackie, your biggest fan, arguably, and she was saying, "Oh, tell me it's true that Diamond and Silk are going to be on tonight." So, Jackie, last word, it's up to you.
Okay, hi guys. I don't know if you guys can see me or not.
Sure. Yep.
No. Okay, that's okay. I just wanted to talk about your store, because I was looking at it earlier and I saw that you guys added some pins and you have a bunch of T-shirts and your tumblers. Your tumblers were something I was really interested in. So just if you could go over all the stuff you have in your store, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Jackie was asking about your store.
Hold on a second.
Oh. Okay, now they can hear it.
Now,
okay. Go ahead, Jackie.
I hear you.
Hi.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. I love you guys. I just wanted to go over your store a little bit. I saw that you guys added some new pins, some Trump pins. I thought those were really cool. You have T-shirts and your tumblers, if you guys could talk about those, because I love those tumblers.
Yes. Okay, our latest pin is our Women United for Trump pin.
That's right.
And as you know, we created that back in 2016 around the summer, mm-hmm. because we thought it was important that people know that, hey, President Trump have women that love him and stand behind him.
That's
so
right.
We want everyone to go and purchase you a Women United for Trump pin. There's free shipping and handling. Go to the Diamond and Silk, diamondandsilkstore.com to purchase that. And just browse the store and other stuff you can purchase too if you would like.
Yes.
There you go. Jackie?
Sounds good.
All right. Diamond and Silk, how gracious both of you are, and what an inspiration you are to all of the conservatives out there, moral, spiritual conservatives. Thank you so very much for your appearance, for your gracious gift of time tonight, and we really appreciate it. And we're going to be following you and promoting your voice far and wide.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right. God bless you. Folks,
God bless you.
That Diamond and Silk, how great was that? And they're great ladies. 9 o'clock, Monday nights, Facebook Live. And you might think, and I would just want to clarify something here in the wake of their appearance. You might think, well, what value, what news value, or what value did their appearance? I'm going to say this much. I truly believe that we need, as a nation and as a people, and especially the conservatives, but the Christian conservatives, we need the inspiration. We need the cohesiveness. We need to come together, not tear each other down. And when we can find Diamond and Silk, and Jackie, you can pipe in here too, because you and I and Joe, I mean, we've all had these conversations.
What do you mean? Like about?
We've had the conversations about the lack of unity. It seems like not just the Republicans, but the conservatives and the Christian conservatives, it's hard to work together. It seems like no one wants to play nice with one another, you know. And Diamond and Silk coming on here, to me, is not just an inspiration, but it's an instruction that, yeah, we can play nice. It's an inspiration that we can. You all right?
Yeah, sorry.
All right. She's over there choking. But I think there's value to that, you know, to bring Diamond and Solcon. There's value to them as a team, as an internet sensation. And they've got, what, 300,000 followers or half a million followers? So the bottom line here, and Joe, I mean, the takeaway message, at least from me, is, well, Jackie, I think she hairball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. But
no, there is value.
You know, I think that we need to look at them and look at how they're.
Everybody that has a different perspective of life and current events. And you can have different perspectives, even, you know, based on the same facts. And, I mean, for as many people, I want to speak out, anybody who wants to start a YouTube channel or, you know, an outlet where they can voice their own opinions. I think it's a good idea. You can never have too many opinions. You can never have too many people sharing their opinions. When you have people that stop sharing their opinions, that's when, you know, the narrow-minded thinking comes in. Okay. Kind of like how the three major news networks were for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. They controlled the narrative. And as long as that happens, you're not going to get the diversity of thinking and the brains working together. And a lot of times you'll see something on a video and I can pick up right from there, you know, and not having heard that on the news, not having read that in articles, somebody throws something out and you pick up right there, understanding what they're saying, and it leads you down a different path. So you just never know. And it's always good to have those differing opinions.
That's right. And Jackie, what attracted you to them? Because we complain, guys my age complain about Generation X or the, you know, your generation. Ah, you guys aren't awake and you're just lazy. But, you know, no, not everyone. You shouldn't paint with that broad of a brush. But what kind of got your attention?
I mean, isn't this kind of like the point of America for everyone? I mean, everyone is entitled to have their own opinion and everyone's entitled to whatever. But once you stop being respectful, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yes.
So when people are respectful in like a relatable way, in a really nice way, which is what Diamond and Silk are. They're respectable and they're nice and they say, you know, don't hate, which is the whole point, which is why that's what I like. And, you know, people, you can have a different opinion, but be rude about it. And that's just not what we should be doing. Like the people who walked out of Mike Pence's speech.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's
graduation. He was given a
Notre Dame
commencement speech at Notre Dame graduation, and students turned their back on him and walked out.
Yeah, quite a few. I think maybe 3 or 4 dozen.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So, and you know what, Jackie? I think you're right too. To the extent that isn't it funny that the very people who claim to be anti-fascists are the very people who are saying you can't talk or shut up? You know, trying to stop those people from talking. But when you look at Diamond and Silk, you look at people. Well, as you said, you know, they're very. I think very few people would disagree with them or could be disagreeable with them. Maybe their political ideology, but certainly not their approach. I guess is what I'm trying to say. I know.
Yep.
Overall, yeah. Thanks. All right. But thank you, Jackie, for that and for coming on. I just thought they're great people.
That's now, favorite. I would love to, like, do a show like that. I think that'd be really cool.
Exactly. Now, here's my last question to you. One thing I didn't ask you before the show. How many videos have you seen of them? I mean, dozens, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. Of course.
What sticks out, the one thing that sticks out about them to you?
What I just said, the fact that they're respectable.
Okay.
And they're actually really funny. I laugh at their videos all the time, every video.
I was searching for
I mean, I don't,
humor answer.
I, sorry, Dad, but I don't really laugh at you. I laugh. They're
funny.
No,
wait a second. She laughs at me. Okay.
I do.
I hear, you know, yuck, yuck, yuck in the background. No, but it's right. It's their humor. And especially today, in today's world, with all of the junk that we're seeing and all the garbage that we're seeing out there, you need that humor, don't we? I mean, we need that humor. And you're right. That's what I was fishing for, is that humor. All right. Jackie, thanks.
Welcome.
Folks, thanks for coming in. You're dismissed now. Three. And my neighbor. Renee brought you down. Oh, my wife brought it up. Okay. Nice. Okay. All right. We're keeping our eyes on the situation in Manchester, of course. By the way, I want to thank John Robertson for setting that up, working so hard to set that interview up. Thank you, and thank you, Diamond and Silk. Send them a message on Twitter or Facebook. Just let them know you heard them or saw them on Hagman and Hagman. What a great team they are. We are keeping our eyes on that terrorist attack in Manchester. At least 20. Do you have an updated number?
No, it's on the drudge. It says 20 plus dead.
Right.
Anywhere from 50 to a few hundred injured. There are also reports of a gunman outside of a hospital, right in downtown Manchester.
Right.
Which I'm not sure if that's related to this or not. There was also reports of a secondary bomb being found in the train station.
Okay.
Right behind the arena that was undetonated. And they are saying that this is a suicide bomber, obviously Muslim. And we don't know what the status of any arrests being made. I don't see nothing, so I'm not sure. There was some arrests made, but it's not confirmed or not whether it's related to the terrorist attack. And again, folks who might have missed it, Manchester, UK, at a concert, Ariana Grande.
Yes.
At her concert, as soon as it was over, a bomb was detonated, a nail bomb was detonated inside the exit entrance ways, apparently, where the box office thing is, where you buy your tickets. And there's videos of the aftermath of the chaos of police coming in, of people bleeding, of people with blood on them that are, you know, circulating around social media right now. But aside from the 20 dead and the number, a massive number of injured, and this being a suicide terrorist attack, there is not much else being confirmed right now. So this will be an ongoing story. And if there was a secondary device, I also read tweets about the police in New York going on high alert, and elsewhere across the parts of Europe going on high alert because of this incident. I don't know if they have information that they think there's going to be another similar-like attack somewhere else, but that's
I'm
the
sure
way
they've
that
got
they're...
intelligence. You know, it's sad that
as a on the heels of Trump being in Saudi Arabia opening the new global counterterrorism center that just happened yesterday, I believe, or today. And then him in
yesterday,
Israel.
And then he flew from Saudi Arabia. And folks, that says a lot. Donald Trump, as president, flying from Riyadh to Israel has a lot of symbolic meaning behind it. In fact, I'm not sure people can help me out on this. I don't believe any president took that trip from Riyadh to Israel. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the symbolic part of that alone, in today's modern, in the 21st century,
nobody's gonna
has
be flying,
impact.
Flying from Israel to Rome to meet the Pope.
Right, right. So think about this. And my question is this, and I don't know how many people have saw the video. I don't believe. Well, that's just to
I
me.
Saw
that's
today. I don't know what that was.
But I'm referring to upon meeting the King Abdullah. So he didn't bow. I didn't see him bow. Now he bent down when he was given that medal. That I don't believe that to be a bow. And of course, his wife had actually shaken hands with the Saudi officials, which is not traditionally done in Saudi Arabia. So he's not broken protocol as the progressives would like you to believe, but he's actually, in my view, put his own imprimatur, he put his own, he made his own rules on this trip, I believe, and said, no, we're not doing this. We are not. So to those people who call President Donald Trump a misogynist or against women, think about what he just did there. Think about how Melania, how his wife, the First Lady, approached this trip and approached the dignitaries, in quotation marks, the Saudis, at this meeting. I think it sends a terrific message, especially for those people who are, especially for women. I mean, this has a very pro-women message. Meanwhile, the Rachel Maddows, of course, of the world and her ilk will depict this as some sort of, a gaffe or a front to protocol when I believe in this case, I believe it to be deliberate and sending a message. Jackie, before you have to leave, you got about one minute, less than a minute, I think.
Okay.
Because we don't have a program clock yet, Eric. Closing thoughts on things. Anything. Because you don't come on that often.
I do not, but what do you want me to talk about?
Well, direction. Here in the 60 seconds, you know that we're making changes. We're John's going to be coming in.
Can I ignore that? And
you can say whatever you want.
I was just going to say about the concert bombing.
Yes.
If you were just talking about. I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, but I was at one of her concerts. Don't judge me, people. She's a good singer, okay? I was at one of her concerts earlier this year, and I just want to say that it could be any of us. Like, this could happen to any of us. It's scary, isn't it?
We've got listeners in the UK. We've got listeners in Manchester, in fact.
All over the world.
Jack's friend, Debbie, you know her. She's from Manchester.
Yeah. That's scary.
It's here, folks. It is in this country, and you're right, and I'm glad you pointed that out. It could be any one of us. Because Islamic terrorism, and that's exactly what it is, Islamic terrorism, is in this country. And by the way, who created ISIS? That's right. I do believe the United States and the Western intelligence agencies were behind ISIS. Coming up, Steve Quayle.
Dr.
Michael Lake. And by the way, The Sharith Imperative, great book. His latest book, The Sharith Imperative. I wrote the foreword to that. I'm very honored to be able to say that. Coming right up, right after this.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric said.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Chang Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Army kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Army's kit at www.changelessandwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Oh, have we got a great, just a fantastic segment lined for your program lined up for you, Dr. Michael Lake. His latest book, The Sharif Imperative, and as I said, mentioned before, I had I'm humbled to be able to have written the foreword to that. One of the most amazing books out there, The Sharif Imperative, is the latest book, and he's working on another one. And of course, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Dr. Michael Lake and Steve Quayle. Before we get to, Dr. Lake and Steve Quayle, Minuteman Stoves. Folks, get yourself a Minuteman Stove. Have you seen their new stoves? Have you seen their fire starter? Their array of cookware? Go to MinutemanStove.com. Get their rocket stove. Take advantage of great deals with Minuteman. Their rocket stoves are second to none. They direct heat in exactly where you need it. It's a 50 caliber ammunition can that's contains refractory insulation. It stores clean. It transports clean. It's virtually unbreakable. It's got a year's guarantee that to date no one's ever taken advantage of, and it's currently serving with our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's an amazing device. MinutemanStove.com. Tell them you heard about this on the Hagman and Hagman Report Show. I'm going to toss it to you. You can bring our guests on, and let's get to it. It's going to be about the Internet of Things, among others, artificial intelligence, and where we're headed, where we're at, actually.
I'll turn the mic on. That might help. We have two returning guests who are our favorites on this show. Dr. Michael Lake from KingdomIntelligenceBriefing.com and Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. Steve, are you with us?
Yeah, I am, Joe. I'm excited about tonight.
And I got to tell you, I was just saying to Dr. Lake, I cannot wait to see what develops between you and Dr. Lake and the audience and us. So, Steve, I'm going to kick it to you. Go ahead and open it up.
Well, one of the most important things going on right now, Doug, is obviously the Internet of Things, but it's man's attempt to displace God as the center of their universe and create themselves in the image of what I believe the overriding force is, the Lucifer factor. Excuse me. And tonight, Dr. Lake and I are going to be talking about the Internet of Things, the protocols of 5G, psychotronics or psytronics. And by the way, Dr. Lake will be one of the keynote speakers at the Branson Conference, a True Legends Conference, coming up September 15th, 16th, and 17th. And this is going to be an unusual conference because everybody who's there is an original researcher, and obviously we're focusing on where we came from, how we got to where we are, the entire realm of spiritual warfare, and where we're going to end up. And I'd like to make an announcement. Henry Gruber will be joining us as one of the keynote speakers, too. And he'll be talking about preparing the people for the supernatural outpouring of the Spirit of the Living God, but also share what it takes to have the power to overcome the evil one. So what's important is that people understand this, that we are in a battle that's been unimagined by Christians before us, and even most at this time in history. So, Dr. Lake, thanks for coming on, and let's just take it. I told Dr. Lake in an email, I said, let's hit the bottom line and work backwards, because I think, Doug, people are totally in the dark, especially Christians who are wanting to embrace transhumanism as believing that's God's will for us. Dr. Lake, take it if you will, sir.
I think one of the things that is really disturbing to me are many of the reports I'm getting with what they're planning with 5G, Internet of Things. What we don't understand is they have a lot of things that they have had in the background that has been developed for a long time. They're planning in the next 5 to 10 years to advance us technologically between 100 to 150 years. And that's unbelievable to me. When you begin looking at the dangers of what they have planned, they keep on talking about the global brain. And some of the things that I'm seeing, Steve, is, you know, even without 5G, and what 5G is about is going to be low-orbiting satellites. That there'll be thousands of them, so that every square inch of planet Earth is covered with gigabit internet connectivity. There will not be a place on the planet that you can go that you can escape from it. And they're planning on, when they're talking about the Internet of Things, they're literally bragging that within 5 years they're going to be able to embed artificial intelligence into your tennis shoes, and that your tennis shoes will have a higher IQ than you do. The mechanism for control is almost unfathomable. But one of the things that's concerning me, Steve, is simply the amount of information with the technology that we have today, just with smartphones, with us on the internet. I read a report just yesterday that, you know, they're not dealing with petabytes of information anymore, which is almost mind-boggling. They're having to deal with zettabytes of information, and it is so massive that they don't have the structure in place to keep all this stuff in the cloud, and they have retrofitted semis that are nothing more than a glorified hard drive that they can haul this information that they're collecting of all of our activities on the internet and begin feeding it into the system to begin developing the AI that they're hoping one day will become the singularity, or their own version of God.
Well, I think too, Dr. Lake, it's their attempt at omniscience, and even with Director Comey, ex-director of the FBI, Comey, saying they even know your thoughts. I think that most Christians do not understand, and probably not only Christians, but the majority of people on the planet, how they're going to either basically be assimilated or destroyed. You want to deal with that whole thought, because you know there are discussions going on between Christian singularity people saying it's God's will versus those of us who are being Tom Horn, myself, you others who are writing against us, warning about this. We're kind of, if you will, the transhumanist's worst nightmare. And explain to people, if you would, just exactly what that feels, especially the ability to create an ELF field around the user. It's the ultimate mind control. Extreme measures that can be taken.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that I did in my first book, I show where Dr. Bigich was actually able to illustrate to those in NATO that he went to Radio Shack, gathered a few instruments together, was able to place them on a person's body and project thoughts directly into their minds. Then later on, when he was on a talk show, there was a researcher bragging that over television, over radio, over whatever mechanism, the internet, that they had discovered a way of projecting information that would manifest like it was in the center of your brain. And he said it was like the voice of God, that it was irresistible. These are some of the things they're working on. Now, when you look at the Internet of Things, and one of the things, Steve, that really concerns me, in the conference that they just had out in California, they revealed the fact that they have been placing these chips and appliances and other things for the last 30 years.
Isn't it funny, Steve? So, pardon the interruption here, but Steve, isn't it funny when you were reporting on this, 20 years ago, people were laughing at you.
Well, again,
pipes and smoke.
Yeah, I think what Dr. Lake is saying, you know the old statement, Dr. Lake, we're toast. That may be true than most people even recognize, because smart appliances have been monitoring us. But I think that what's critical, Doug, and for the listening audience, is to understand. He just made a statement. Dr. Lake made a statement. Your shoes will be embedded with artificial intelligence and have a higher IQ than you do. Now, Now, what's important is to understand we're being assimilated into the Borg. And so the global mind is becoming more and more pressing, and we are literally losing our identity as human beings. And that's the devil's ultimate goal, is it not, Dr. Light? To absolutely show people that he can provide a form of godhood apart from God's salvation or his offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Oh, absolutely. To me, it's an oxymoron for someone to say that they're a Christian transhumanist. And it's simply because their churches have completely dismissed Genesis chapter 6 and have no idea what it's talking about. I believe that many of the technologies that they're developing today are a different form of something similar to what they had in the antediluvian era. There was something that happened there. And I think it goes even beyond the genetics, that there was something there that was so able to pollute the souls of men. The Bible reveals that their thoughts constantly were evil, that there was a mechanism of control that influenced every single human being on the planet except for Noah and his family. And I think this is the modern version of that techno-sorcery they had before the flood.
And I think too, it's critical for people to understand that, you know, you made this statement 100 to 150 years in advance. King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, that which will be has already been. And the advances that were in the antediluvian societies, i.e. before the flood of Noah, and even before that, you know, the angelic civilizations possessed such a phenomenal knowledge, and that the secret, if you will, rulers of this present age under the tutorial leadership of their fallen angel progenitors are absolutely bringing this to pass at an accelerated rate. Would you explain too that, you know, just obviously you're an educator, you write curriculum. What is the most striking, if you will, thing that even, surprises you as, you know, an educator? I mean, we're going into this thing by the, we're hook, line, and sinker, are we not?
We are, and I'm concerned by the level of mind control that far exceeds what we saw with MKUltra, the Monarch Project. That, you know, we have, just look at the protests at Berkeley or whatever, that you have these young college students that simply because they saw somebody with a Trump t-shirt go into what appears to be an epileptic seizure, and you know, you want to run over to them and begin casting out devils. There is such a level of mind control that they have done with this, with the generation. They're not connecting to reality anymore. That there's something else that's pushing their buttons, and they're literally becoming what Saul Alinsky called useful idiots. And they're trying to absolutely destroy Western society to create a new matrix of understanding for humanity.
Well, and the new matrix is basically nothing more than ye shall be as gods. Now, Doug, I don't know if you got it. I sent you, and I sent Dr. Lake, too, Kirlian photography of Wi-Fi. And what's interesting is we all have it. We're at 4G now, 3G, but at 5G. And what was interesting is that Kirlian photography, did you have a chance to look at that, Doug?
Yes, I did. Steve.
Okay. In essence, imagine a rainbow of waves, like a net, a spider net, and they're swirling in different vortexes and vortices, and you're exposed to that. Well, Doug, instantly, and I think I told this to Dr. Lake, too, it brought to my mind the dying CIA agent's testimony that I wrote in Xenogenesis about the reason chemtrailing is being done is to destroy the barriers that God created through the frequencies of light, and to keep out basically the shadow men. And the, you know, we talk about basically the shadow government and everything else. I don't think people understand how true that is. So what I'm saying, imagine, and Dr. Lake, you read that years ago possibly, but you know, the thing is that now I see with 5G, and I didn't even consider this until you sent me, you know, your kind of take. I always ask people, I say, okay, I know what you've written, just like me, but what's on your heart? And this is really what's on Dr. Lake's heart. So, Dr. Lake, seeing what you propose with 5G and then seeing the Carillion, I'll pronounce it, Carillion, K-I-R-I-L-I-A-N photography, did it ring some bells instantly to you?
Oh, many bells. On several levels. Number one, I think they're trying to transmute the color spectrum that God has placed on planet Earth. One of the things I thought was really interesting was the testimony of Henry Groover that once you get outside of our atmosphere, there is a greater color spectrum. God has done something to our atmosphere to create only an 8-color spectrum, I believe, for the safety of humanity. And it connects to Dimension Zero and Tartarus and a lot of different things, and they're trying to do everything that they can, not only to maybe free those that have been limited by God, but at the same time, Steve, I think they're trying to alter the consciousness of humanity. There is our present state of consciousness and rationale that we have is actually connected to the resonance of the Earth. It's called the Schumann resonance, which is 7.83, which literally can represent the voice of God, if you will. And that when astronauts leave the atmosphere, they actually have to have a Schumann resonator both in the spacecraft and in their gear, or it'll either kill them if they don't have it, or they'll lose their minds. They understand that if they can change our ability to resonate with the Schumann resonance, it's going to change our consciousness. And I have wondered if what they're doing with 5G and all the things they're putting into place, they're prepping us. Maybe instead of 7.83 hertz, they would love to set us up for 6.66 hertz, which could literally be the tune the Antichrist walks through and the things that he's doing to bring humanity more into line with him to where they can't even hear the voice of God.
Well, and I think it's critical that people understand that sound preceded light. God's voice said, let there be light. And everything in Genesis is a command. And so, you know, in the old days when lasers were coming on, light amplification by the simulated emission of radiation, or stimulated, I guess, and then masers, you know, microwave amplification, then what's happening, I think that people must understand, is there's a direct connection between sound or frequencies of matter. There's a direct relationship between the ancients, if you will, the antediluvians' ability to use harmonic levitation. By the way, this isn't psychic stuff. This is physics stuff. And the point that is really critical is that now the gates of hell are literally open. And, you know, I've heard some, quote, scholars say, well, we've got that all wrong. I want you to explain to people the revelation that you've gotten on the gates of hell, because I think it's pertinent for people. You know, a gate can either hold something back or allow something through, but it's critical because even in Jerusalem, the physical Jerusalem, there are gates. But explain, if you would, your take on the gates of hell and exactly why, whether you want to get into CERN, Dr. Lake, or go wherever you want, okay? The podium and the microphone is yours tonight. But again, you've got a massive amount of people dealing with particle physics, whether it's CERN or the other, the thing in Jordan called Sesame, and kind of like 1001 Arabian Nights, Alibaba and his 40 Thieves. Basically, the door to get the genie to appear, you had to use the magic word, open sesame. So, you know, give us your take on the gates of hell, because God said they're not going to prevail against us, but we better learn that they're going to try and seek the Lord for the ability to deal against them. Go ahead, sir.
Well, biblically, and when you look at ancient cultures, whenever they talked about the gates of hell, within their gates, it wasn't just physical gates, that there were chambers within the gates that you would have the judges, the elders, the key leaders of a city. And so whenever you would talk about coming against the gates of something, it wasn't just the physical gates, it was all the councils of that city or that nation. And so when Jesus said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it, he was actually speaking beyond where the disciples were when he said this at Mount Hermon, that the watchers, for the most of the leadership of the watchers were incarcerated. We know that from the book of Enoch. And so the early church never faced the full counsel of the gates of hell. And the last days, well, and I dealt with this in my first book, that there is evidence both technologically and with preparation of what the elite have been doing. They expected the watchers to begin to be systematically released around the beginning of the 20th century. And so when you deal with the gates of hell, Jesus went to Mount Hermon, which was ground zero for the watchers. You also had the Grotto of Pan. You had the entrance to Hades there. You had Nimrod's fortress that was built on top of there. And if you look at topographically at Mount Hermon, you will actually see on one side, you will see a goat's head in the topography. Many believe that that is the area that Azazel has been incarcerated by Almighty God. And so Jesus could not have chosen a more strategic place. But guys, we need to understand that when we're dealing with the gates of hell, we're dealing with Lucifer, we're dealing with the Nechesh of the garden, that seraphim that came down in his fire, we're dealing with the watchers, we're dealing with principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And then what's interesting, what the Apostle Paul reveals in Ephesians 6, where he talks about spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, that's not dealing with an entity, that's dealing with what I call the iniquity force. It's Satan's black river of power that flows through the second heaven. That we're going to have to stand off and face all that and the technology and everything that brings. And when you understand that rulers of darkness, Cosmocrator in the Greek, deals not only with a throne of power, but could actually deal with the planets that are in our solar system. That when you begin dealing with higher spatial dimensions, you begin dealing with the second heaven and third heaven, that time is different because of the resonance of within those dimensions. They have there's a different relationship with time. That when you get up to the third heaven, what it seems like 1,000 years to us is simply one day to them there. In fact, I believe if you're in dimension zero, which is hell, one day to us may feel like 1,000 years to them. But also, distance is different. That's why, you know, when someone's translated by the Lord, God simply brings them up into the second heaven and moves them an inch and sets them down, and they appear on the other side of the planet. So there can be things in the planets on a second heaven level that deal with the things that are going on here on earth. So things could get real sci-fi on us real quickly. And I think that's what they're counting on, is that we're not prepared for what's coming.
Dr. Lake, I just have a question, if I may. The second heaven to which you refer, would that also be analogous to a second or another dimension, or is that something different?
It is. On page 29 of my book, in the Sherith Imperative, I basically try to unify superstring theory and the Bible. And that when superstring theory tells us that there are 11 dimensions, 10 are dimensional, and one is temporal. And I suggest that there's actually one that they never count, which is dimension zero, which would have no expression within the physical realm. And that's where God would place hell. And okay. So we have, after the fall of Adam, when God placed that flaming sword, he separated the three heavens. We have access to the first heaven, which are three dimensions plus time. So when you go up higher than that, you get into the astral plane, or the place of the second heaven. And then you go up even higher than that, you would reach into the third heaven. But what's interesting, it's like laying three sheets of acetate together. They all take up the same space, but depending upon how you resonate with the speed of light, that really causes you to have access to those different dimensions.
Okay, I understand. And Denise, Mark, Jared, and Larry from the United States, Canada, the UK, as well as New South Wales. There you go. Steve, I'm going to kick it back to you, sir. We got about 4 minutes to the top of the hour.
The reason this stuff is relevant is because Daniel was told by the messenger, the angel, the Holy One, Daniel was told to seal up Daniel, the vision, for he's yet for an appointed time. And Doug, my position on CERN and all particle reactors and all subatomic physics has been from the start of talking about it. Obviously CERN wasn't in the works 25 years ago, But the whole idea is to basically thrust mankind. God gives people in time and space the potential to exercise their free will. And your free will is interesting. Imagine, if you will, and I'm going to use a word, a matrix. I don't mean this in any form of New Age term, but just imagine a multi-dimensional chessboard, and where every square intersects with another square, both above, to the side of it, on top of it. That's your free will. What you determine and how you respond to the choices presented to you, and let's just call it this, time-space events, determines the, if you will, the ongoing pattern that's developed. That's why when people either have a near-death experience or do have a near-death, an after-death experience, they say their whole life passed before them in an instant. When you take out time and space, you're dealing with eternity. And see, when we're talking about superpositioning, string theory, let me just make it easy. The most beautiful example of superpositioning in the Word of God is where Jesus said, if we're in Him, you know, and the book of Acts said, in Him we live and move and have our being. Jesus said we're seated in heavenly places, that where He is, we may be also. And that's mind-blowing. That tells you that in order to occupy that realm of space, heaven, and eternity, and even the time we experience as a mystery, God has done something marvelous through the new word. You know, Dr. Lake, this is my number one desire, is that when we talk about stuff like this on any radio program or interview, we put the wow for the living God back in people's hearts. We put the explosion of praise, how marvelous are thy works, O Lord, because we've been fed, no offense, not even baby food, you know. I'd say this, when you put rats in a pulpit, you get nothing but rat poison, okay? And I'm not saying everybody in a pulpit is a rat, but I'm saying there are rats in the pulpit, and instead of feeding God's people the true word of God, the bread of heaven and living waters, they're feeding people rat poison. So this is why it's critical that we talk about it. Like I've said many times, and Doug, you've heard it, I'm sure Dr. Lake, people can quote Ephesians 6, walk away and think that's spiritual warfare. What we're doing is warning. God says, surely He will do nothing except He reveals His secrets to His servants of prophets. Neither Dr. Lake or I are saying we're prophets. What we are saying, though, is the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and He's the one who loves His sheep, and He's Amen, the one Steve. That gives us power.
We're up against the break. Folks, we're talking with Dr. Michael Lake and Steve Quayle. We're going to be skipping the next break, so we'll have the whole next hour to continue and pick up right where we left off. Folks, we'll be right back after these short messages. Don't go anywhere.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God particle before CERN actually discovered the God particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to His creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the